go out there today?
No, coach had it in the plan for me to get a couple plays in at least while I was here, kind of two plays per period, and then cut me off around 7:07. So it felt good. I was out there running around a little bit. Everything felt, you know, kind of similar to what I had hoped, and I felt good in and out of breaks and getting open and things like that. Had a couple, one communication error with me and Eli, but no biggie.
How much trust do you have in the knee right now?
I have a lot of trust. I mean, it's not like I said, there's no pain, nothing hurts. It's just a matter of continuing to run routes, continuing to get the familiarity back from what I remember and things like that, and keeping it going.
Do you feel like you kind of got over another of those mental hurdles?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming out here, I kind of understood what we were doing. I knew we were going to, you know, take it easy in terms of what I was going to be doing individually. But I wanted to get a little bit against them, get a little bit of a challenge, get a little bit of, you know, some head-to-head things against them. And I did that today, and I felt good. A little, you know, it's tough to get into a rhythm when you only got two plays per period. It's hard to get warmed up for every period, but we made it happen.
What was kind of going through your head that first play when you're back out?
I just wanted to play, man. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I was just kind of looking at the defense. It kind of just felt like the normal everyday thing, just another team's in front of you. So nothing felt pretty different. It's just a matter of going out there and continuing to do it.
So Tom said you weren't going to go this on Friday, but is there a plan? Do you have when you'll get into a preseason game?
I don't know. That's all up to the training staff.
What would you like? One game, two games? I mean, to really feel?
I'd love at least one game, a couple snaps, whatever they feel is right. But at least, you know, want to get a little bit of work in and get tackled a few times and see how it feels and stuff like that. But that's about it.
But one good run would be enough. You know what I mean?
I think so.
5 or 10 plays.
I think so.
Is that the only hurdle left? The game now? Or is there anything else?
I think that's pretty much it. Is game speed, game activity, getting up, you know, getting tackled, getting up, getting back to the huddle for the next play, things like that, getting into a rhythm. I think that's next.
Did you think there would be any extracurricular stuff in these 2 days? I know you guys were warned about it, but did you think, man, there might be a little something going on here?
In terms of what?
Well, there's little altercations or things. You know, we've seen so many joint practices.
I mean, I know what type of character guys we have on our team, and the Bengals run a great organization under Marvin Lewis and great team, and we understood the character that we have on both teams. And we came into it understanding that we were going to play this game with respect and dignity. We were come out here and show them what the New York Giants football is all about. And they did the same. They were great. Then, you know, nothing got chippy. No one – it was competitive, but nothing chippy.
You had that one route against Denard – seemed like you really got a burst off. Yeah. You got him off the ball. That feel, I mean, obviously the ball went the other direction. Yeah. Is that one of those where you turn around and hope the ball's coming your way?
Yeah, it felt good, man, especially since it was after the communication error I had with Eli, so I was kind of, you know, chomping at the bit to get another chance in there. I knew I had that route coming up, so I wanted to make it my best one. And it was a good route, and I wish it didn't get flushed out so he had to go the other way, but I was happy with the route, and I was happy, you know, I came out unscathed.
We got time for one more. Do you, I know it's not your team, but, you know, if you lifted your 100, would you be surprised about what Geno Smith and the Jets?
It's a little surprising. Obviously, being in a locker room, you never expect something like that would happen. But, you know, nothing surprises me in this day and age anymore, man. And it's unfortunate for Geno. It's unfortunate for the Jets staff and organization. But it's something you never want to see happen. It's something you never want to see go down in the locker room on any team. Let alone, you know, the in-state rivals. So hopefully he gets to recover healthy and quickly so he can get back out there and help his team.